This call is now being recorded.
All right, I got Daniel Pitfield here. He's currently a pitcher at Spring Hill College. And Daniel's one of the first guys to come into my program. And he's one of the first guys to really see a significant difference or make a lot of improvements, which allowed a lot of great things to happen in his career so far. So, Daniel, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
All right. So, let's see. Let's just talk about, like, when you first started with me, when we first met at Gorilla.
Right.
And we started with the program. How hard were you throwing at that time?
I was probably throwing maybe, 72, 73. But I wasn't throwing hard at all.
Okay, and tell them, like, tell everybody what your high school career, baseball career was like.
Well, actually, I never did play high school ball, so I didn't really watch my high school career, but I tried out and I didn't make it. And, I went out again my sophomore year and I still didn't make it. So after that, I just put it on the back burner until I could find somebody who could help me,
Cool. And then, as far as, after that experience, after being cut and not given a chance to even play high school baseball, what made you want to keep going? I mean, why didn't you just want to hang it up?
Well, because, I've always been the type of guy who has always, wanted to, keep on playing and not just hang them up like the kids do. And, my all-time dream goal is to play minor league ball and hopefully, play in the pros. But so that's pretty much my main goal why I didn't hang it up.
Well, good. I mean, and I think that's why you stuck through with my program is because you,
right.
even though you didn't get that opportunity, most guys, I'll tell you, most guys would have quit. I mean, when I tell guys about you that come into the program and I tell them that, you were a guy that didn't even play in high school and now you're playing at college, it gives them a lot of hope. They all perk up and they're like, wow, you can actually do that.
But,
most guys don't understand that, this is a game. If you don't quit, you can always find a place to play. You can always create an opportunity.
Exactly.
I think what allowed you to finally get back into baseball was, when we started getting your velocity up. So after training with the program, you were throwing,
around 85 after
you went to Prague.
A year and a half of just getting in there and just training and some days I wouldn't really train hard, but then other days, I would just think about how, I want to get in there and play pro ball. And, I think that kind of, pushed me to, get in there and throw harder.
You broke up at the beginning. What'd you say as far as how hard you were throwing?
I was throwing around 85. Around right now, I'm probably throwing about 83, 84. So we
went from, that's great. How many guys can do that? So you went from low 70s low to mid 80s. And,
right. It's about a 12-mile-an-hour difference almost.
Yeah, what that's done is, we got that opportunity. I got you an opportunity to go play with the American International Sports Teams in Europe,
right.
Compete against the Czech Republic, to play in the Prague Baseball
right.
League. Which
that was an awesome, awesome experience.
Yeah, why don't you tell
them about
that?
Tremendous experience. Well, it's a tremendous experience. We left and it was about a 10-day trip. And we played, I'd probably say probably about 6 to 7 out of those 10 days. Coach, he really told me that I would be starting against the Czech Republic. And I was nervous because that's a big team. And, I just went out there and I did my thing. And I came out with, I think I had four strikeouts. I had one earned run, and I had no walks. So it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was awesome. Because what did I tell you before? You know, when you got this opportunity, because I had, you know, we got your velocity up, so now you could compete at a college level.
Right.
And I told you when you got out there, you were going to probably get one big chance to prove yourself, you know, after
exactly. You
got on the team. And I mean, I that's credit to you, man. You took advantage of it, and you had a great game, and y'all won the whole tournament, the Prague Baseball League tournament. And,
right.
You know, it was, you know, ESPN picked that. It was the number 7 out of the top 10 ultimate baseball experiences, the Prague Baseball League tournament. So that was pretty great experience that you got to have. And then the coach of the team is now your coach at Spring Hill College. He saw what you could do, saw your velocity,
right.
And he gave you a scholarship to go to Spring Hill, which is great.
And it's a tremendous experience still. You know, I'm just happy, you know, that I was able to you know, go there and perform at a high level and come here and, you know, still play.
So what do you think, what would you want to, if you could walk back into your high school and you go up to that high school coach, cut you, what would you want to tell him?
honestly, I'd probably say, I mean, look where I am now, you know. I mean, I came in here my freshman year, you know, I'd be like, what happened to where I couldn't have made it, and see what he said, and if he says anything, he'd be like, well, you know, I'm playing college ball now, and I guess it isn't my missed opportunity, it's y'all's. So.
Yeah, right. Well, what do you think if you told him how hard you're throwing? If you told him you're throwing,
he probably would say, no, he would probably not believe me at all, but, so.
All right, man. Well, I mean, if you could tell these guys a little bit about the program, what we did and everything, what do you think is what you really learned and what you've taken from the program that's really helped your velocity?
Well, first off is the Olympic lift. The Olympic lift helped me big time, you know. I mean, from you know, squats to front squats to power cleans, hang cleans, you know, you name it, like all the Olympic lifts, and then you know, just getting the time in the sessions, you know, just working on like your drive leg and your triple extension, your hip to shoulder separation to build core and your torque, and it's not just all about your arm, you know, and just let your arm follow through and don't pull it across your body and think that, you know, if I pull my arm through, I'm going to throw harder because it's actually going to slow you down.
Exactly. Well, that's great, man. That's exactly what the program's all about. And, dude, I'm really excited to see what you're going to do in college because, I mean, with your frame, you know, you have the ability to get way over 90. I mean, you're a tall guy. You're a big guy. And you just, like you said, man, I tell you this 24/7.
Right.
You can continue to get better and stronger and faster with those Olympic lifts, the hatch, power clean. I mean, not the hatch, the hang cleans, the power cleans. You're going to be able to generate a lot more power out of your body. And then that's where you're going to really see those big velocity gains. That's when you're going to break 90. I mean, right now we've gotten you know, you've gained 10 to 12 miles an hour on this program, but I think you can go, you know, I think you can get over 90 and keep going. And that's
correct.
And when you do that, you know, even more doors are going to open for you.
Correct. Right. Definitely.
All right, man. Well, look, I appreciate this, and my best of luck with the season. And
appreciate it. Thanks for the time. All right. See you.